Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. I'm your host, Ted Knightsky. Happy New Year and welcome to 2018. And goodbye, 2017. This podcast is about growing yourself as a person and a leader in the upcoming year, as well as developing a process to help you be better. This time of year, I'm always excited because all of the news programs and magazines review what's occurred this past year. It is the one time where everyone seems genuinely interested in history. We look back fondly on the events, the people lost, all the firsts, and all the sad lasts. We are, as a world, we are reflective on the last 365 days. The other part of this time of year that I always enjoy is that people are positive about closing out the past and looking towards the future, and we celebrate a new beginning, a seemingly fresh start. But we also seem to get a little crazy and act as though the next year is going to be the best year of our life, and we're going to do all of these things. And it seems to me that I hear the same people every year review the past year with regret and cast forward an amazing vision of the future. Now, I'm not being pessimistic. That's not actually my nature at all. But I'm being realistic for others who too often set lofty goals and then find themselves a year later talking about how fast time went by and how all of these things got in the way of them accomplishing their goals. Well, I was going to get better and get smarter and read more. I was going to get into shape, but then this happened and blah, blah, blah. And it didn't work. And something got in the way. And I was going to read more. I was going to spend more time with friends. And I was going to. Do you hear what the problem is? Nothing happened that stopped anything for them. What stopped them was them. The greatest daily reflection of your own success or failure can be seen every morning. That's the reflection of yourself in the mirror. So there is this old saying that goes like this: don't look back, we're not going that way. We will look forward and do everything that we set out to do, but we'll do so incrementally. In a previous episode, we explored why so many people fail to maintain motivation when trying to achieve new ways of life. Those are called habits. And new habits are hard to start, and old habits are even harder to break. Ray Williams wrote in Psychology Today that, according to researcher John Norcross and his colleagues, who published their findings in the Journal of Clinical Psychology, approximately 50% of the population makes resolutions each new year. Among the top resolutions are weight loss, more exercise, quitting smoking, better money management, and then debt reduction. Well, Timothy Feichel, a professor of psychology at Carleton University in Canada, says that resolutions are a form of cultural procrastination, an effort to reinvent oneself. People make resolutions as a way of motivating themselves, he says. Feichel argues that people aren't ready to change their habits, particularly bad habits, and that accounts for the high failure rate. Another reason, says Dr. Aya Sharma of the Canadian Obesity Network, is that people set unrealistic goals and expectations in their resolutions. Psychology professor Peter Herman and his colleagues have identified what they call the false hope syndrome, which means their resolution is significantly unrealistic and out of alignment with their internal view of themselves. This principle reflects that of making positive affirmations. When you make positive affirmations about yourself that you don't really believe, the positive affirmations not only don't work, they can be damaging to your self-esteem. It's a great article. Pretty accurate summary of the experiences, though, of most of us. Yet so many of us will think that this is the year. This is the year. Well, let's actually do something about it. Let's make it the year. This year, let's stop trying to change something about ourselves in a grandiose statement, and then 365 days later, wonder what happened, or even worse, cast blame. Let's make positive change for ourselves and others by exhibiting the habits of leaders. Because the better you are for yourself, the better you are for others. So here's what you need to do in order to truly be better and avoid regret at the end of the year. Cast a vision for yourself and make 365 steps towards that vision. Minimize your vision and be focused on your aspiration. Think back through all the previous episodes. Think about the wisdom we received from the guests, or the ways in which you grew through reflective exercises. In order for your vision to be realized, you must minimize your daily expectations for yourself in order to maximize the impact you'll have. If you look to every day as an OFI, which stands for an opportunity for improvement, you'll put yourself in a mindset for real hope instead of false hope. You need to find a daily victory. Remember that starting a habit is hard. If you want to exercise more, please, please don't go out on January 2nd and run or walk a distance that you don't normally do. It'll be painful. It'll deter you in the future, and it'll leave a sour thought in your head. Instead, take one daily action and follow that every day with an improvement on that action. Also, find a process to help you. There's something out there called Couch to 5K. It is a process designed to help the pessimists of the world who want to run but fail to launch, and all you have to do is commit to the procedure. It's a months-long process, and here's how it starts. On day one, you run 1 minute and walk 2 minutes, and you repeat that 5 times. By week 10, you're running for 15 minutes and repeating that twice. Now think about this method. You start small, you build up strength, stamina, and you follow a realistic process. You have a set vision, and you have a clear measure for success. It's to be able to run 5K. Too often, we don't follow a process when we set new targets. We start out like a rocket, and we fizzle just as fast. I always love this time of year when I have a meal with people, and they order odd combinations, and then they look at others longingly as the people around them are eating bread. And then they make you feel guilty for eating carbs as they tick off all the ways that that crouton in your salad is going to kill you. But then, 2 months later, you're eating with them again, and they're eating extra croutons and drinking the salad dressing. The deal is, small step for big gains. Don't eat the entire dish. Eat a portion of it. Eat one cookie instead of five. Eat smarter a little bit at a time, and increase the good while decreasing the bad. In 2018, let's look at every day as an OFI. Find a way each day to make an improvement. You want to have more time for yourself? You have to find a way every day to reduce time wasted. 30-second daily improvements will garner you great amounts of time in basically no time at all. There is a manufacturing company in Wisconsin that challenged their employees to find a way to reduce waste in their work lives every day. Each day, the employees are held accountable to share the way that they reduced waste the day before. My favorite example was of an employee who took the challenge and created a process that affected everyone in the entire organization. His 30-second waste reduction, or as they call it on the internet, a life hack, was to use a vinyl die cutter and make black and white circle stickers for all the lunch tables. He went into the cafeteria and placed the stickers on every table. Why? Because every day when he sat down to have lunch, he couldn't find the salt and pepper shakers, and he'd waste 30 seconds looking for them. What he did was he created a quick visual standard or process, and everyone followed it. As a result, everyone saved time, and then they started standardizing everything that drove them crazy. Well, why can't we do this in our own lives? Instead of saying you're going to lose 1 million pounds or save $1 billion and change the world, why not set a vision to simply improve your life every day by taking small steps towards your vision? You want to get in shape? Go for a walk and create a small victory for yourself. You want more time in life? Find a 30-second life hack. Don't say you're going to read more and then buy 5 books thinking that you'll read all of them, only to guiltily walk past them as they stare at you longingly to be opened. Go get 1 magazine and read 1 article. Regardless of what you do, do it small and build big. Remember the cliche, the only way to eat an elephant is 1 bite at a time. Well, stop trying to eat a beast of a goal in 1 bite and make it a resolution to break your improvements down into daily opportunities for improvement, or OFIs. Start each day by fixing something that's bothering you, and by the end of 2018, you won't be able to recall all the things you did to improve, but you'll have realized your vision, and you certainly won't look back with any regrets. So let's do some smart thinking. What is your vision for a better you? What is one small thing you can do today to change your life? Instead of spending money on trying to diet and upending your entire life, what small step can you take every day to improve your eating habits? Write down your three strengths. Seriously, pause the podcast. Write down your three strengths. And then one strategy to build upon each of those. And finally, this year, each morning when you look into the mirror, can you set one goal for the day that gets you towards your vision? That's it. That's the Smart Thinking Podcast. As always, please share this episode with others and visit us at CISA6.org for other ways to help you help others. Please like the Smart Thinking Facebook page so that you can get weekly inspirational ideas and motivations to support your goal throughout the year. And finally, Happy New Year to you and yours. This coming year, I will be focusing on being a better leader. Each day, I will seek a small way to improve how I work for others, how I serve others, how I support others, and how I can increase my own learning so that I can respond to the needs of those around me. You listening and sharing these podcasts helps me on my daily mission, and for that, I'm very grateful. Good luck and Happy New Year.
There's a song arising, just you wait and see. Won't you take my hand and shake the world with me? Shake the world with me. Shake the world with me.